Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 12th day of June 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. The news I have is so important today, of such massive import, of such importance, that I am not even going to begin to cover the main news for 30 minutes. I know I put the call out for you to help spread the word about this broadcast. I know I ask you to tell your email list, your MySpace friends, your Yahoo groups, your coworkers inside your office about the show. I'm telling you right now, we need to cause a chain reaction today. In the next 30 minutes, I don't care if you're driving down the highway in a truck. I don't care if you are working in an office cubicle. I don't care if you're at lunch and you are a school teacher. I don't care if you're a police officer. I want you to call everyone you know in the next 30 minutes and tell them to tune in to what we're going to cover today. Now, if you can't do it in the next 30 minutes, you can simply tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your email list, whatever, that it's in the middle of the first hour of the Alex Jones Show. They can listen to it at InfoWars.com. There is a free podcast there you can subscribe to that we serve out each day when the show ends to, I don't know, it's over 40,000 people, I know that. And we also restream the show 24 hours a day, 21 hours out of the day. It is a retransmission. We're live 11 to 2, and it just consecutively streams at InfoWars.com. And it's available right now. I'm going to be honest with you. Even being submersed in this movement, even studying it constantly, literally living it, breathing it, eating it, sleeping it, and yes, even crapping it. Look, folks, I'm just going to get totally real today with you. I literally last night, it was like, and this, you know, this is happening to me every year or so, I guess, got knocked off my horse like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus and really saw it for what it was. Just everything coming together. And I already knew it intellectually, but it hit me in the pit of my stomach. And it hit me right in the frontal lobes of my brain, right in my cerebral cortex. And then it hit me right down in my brain stem, right down in my animal center. Just how real this is, and that the people running things are just as evil as we've always said they are and more. It is unfathomable. It is unspeakable. Frankly, people who aren't wicked, those of us that aren't given over to evil wantonly, we're all evil, by the way, but many of us try not to be. Those of us that are not wantonly wicked and dark cannot even begin to grasp the edges of what we're facing, but we can see the piles of dead bodies from communist China, Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Stasi Germany. And I'm telling you, we're in for the fight of our lives, and they're going to do it all. You better be absolutely assured of that. And for everybody in government, everybody who thinks this is going to be a cakewalk, and all of you out there that think this is going to be a piece of cake, I want the servants of this to know it's going to be a rougher ride for you than most of us. You've signed on to something, and I want you to know what you've signed on to. So I'm going to attempt, in 25 minutes from now, like I've never done before, to really lay out what we're facing. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in right now.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Due to diligent, almost perpetual, continual study, more pieces fell together in my investigation of the New World Order last night. And I already consciously knew everything that came together for me, but literally, I wouldn't even call it being freaked out or nauseated like I've been in the past. It was more just a realization to a higher level. I wouldn't call it total realization of the New World Order, because no one can grasp that but God. Not even Beelzebub can grasp the entire handiwork that we're witnessing here. I mean, in the past, when I've been reading the Chicago Tribune, where they openly announce that the Halliburton and Dine Corps alone run giant child kidnapping rings with over 1.2 million children total out of Eastern Europe, Central Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia, that they're shipped to slave camps, slave factories, and to sex slave camps, to slave brothels. And then when I read in the Chicago Tribune, there have been a lot of national articles now about it, a handful, but still that's quite a bit for something like this. I don't know, 10, 15 or so over the years here in the U.S., that they have lobbyists, full-time lobbyists on Capitol Hill, lobbying members of Congress so that the Defense Department won't enforce laws. Where this is mainly going on military bases, they mainly have the holding centers, the slave holding centers, the kidnapping. I mean, literally, we're talking hostile movies like that, but this is for real, where they distribute them out. I mean, this is real, folks. You understand that stuff's real. But only a small percentage are actually sent to facilities where people pay high dollar to rip them to shreds and blow their heads off and do other things. But that nevertheless does go on. And you want sources on that. I mean, I remember when, what was it, 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, national Italian TV producers gave the go-ahead, the head of the network gave the go-ahead to show a report, and they didn't show the killing, they just showed the video of Russian toddlers before they were raped and had their heads blown off. And, of course, in the report, they reported about how this stuff was shipped to Hollywood to a well-known film producer who was distributing it. It said for $20,000 per dub of that particular tape. That means there's a big market for this. Of course, the police here in this country don't bust the people blowing toddlers' heads off. No, they'll go grab somebody's computer and you know, claim something, and then grandstand about how good they are. And by the way, cops, don't roll your eyes. Go do a Google search. Go do a LexisNexis search. You're investigators. Go pull up National Italian News. It said this particular Russian ring had grabbed thousands. This was just one report about little, was it 2- and 3-year-old getting their heads blown off. This is America, okay? And I just want you to know that. I want you, as you sit there smugly and make your excuses for the power structure you work for, I want you to consciously realize what you're part of. But, you know, I like to rationalize the tyranny I see and think, well, it's not as bad as I think it is. It's not as bad as my analysis is. It's kind of like the analogy of the old-fashioned computer and the card pops out with a number on it, and I go, no, no, that can't be right. That's got to be a mistake. That's why I don't get too mad at people I see on message boards and emails I get and going, oh, Alex, you're exaggerating. It's not as bad as you say. I kind of like those emails. I go, yeah, maybe they're right. Literally, I lay in bed at night. I can be exhausted. It can be 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and I still sit there, you know, in the dead of night, in the quiet of the night, and it's not even fear. It's a sadness. I just think, well, maybe it's not as bad, and I go, but wait, that's confirmed, and this is confirmed, and all these thousands of things are confirmed. And I think, oh, my God, it's true. It's as bad as I think it is, and I frankly know much worse. And then yesterday, it was a whole host of stories last night from about 9 p.m. until about 1 in the morning. I was kind of an early evening. I was doing study on the new film. But I just kept coming across the news of the day. I mean, this wasn't the news of the week. This was the news of the day. And everywhere I looked, it was there. And I was thinking, my God, this is just off the chart. And I'm going to tell you the information, the analysis we've got that literally brought me to my knees last night. Asking God what I should do, asking God what I... And then the answer is stand and fight until the end, faithfully, and just do the right thing, and God will do the rest. And I know many of you don't believe in God. Well, you sure better believe in the devil. Let's say there is no entity in this dark, cold universe that this little, warm, watery jewel rests in the vacuum of space. Let's just say there is no God. My God, there's a devil. I mean... And if it isn't an entity, it's us. It's our own people. My God, the things that go on. And they coldly say to us, well, it's just all, we're animals, and so we might as well just think of ourselves and only care about ourselves and feed on the weak, and they call it some attribute and some strength. They actually believe it's a virtue. But they kind of enshrined an Apocalypse Now, where he talks about the power, the beauty, the... You know, the strength of hacking children's arms off. I don't think that's strength. And I've made the analogy, the parable, the example of, if cancer had an intellect, if it had an intelligence, if it had a consciousness, bone cancer spreading through your organs and your brain and your skin, as you literally melt there in a bed, all your life's memories, everything you've done, the love you've had, the pain you've had, the experiences melting away, burning away. That's real. And cancer, if it had an intelligence, would think, I am the elite. I am strong. I am taking over. I do what I want. I cram food in my face. I cram sex in my face. I cram power in my face. And it thinks that it is the elite. It says, I am the elite. I am the power. And I'm sorry, you're not. You are aberrant, malfunctioning, and just everything in me says resist you, deal with you, hunt you down, bring you to justice. And I try to ascribe humanity to the FBI, to the police, to the military, but everything I see them do tells me that there is a great spirit of wickedness upon us, and it is growing. And I want those who are very low level in all this system and who aren't conscious, but just who are attracted by that dark light. It is a darkness that puts off an aura. It has a pull to it, like the stench of rotten meat that attracts flies. And you don't know why you're attracted to it. You don't know why you're drawn towards it. You don't know why. I'll tell you why. It's because deep down you're afraid of it, and you think that if you embrace it, and that if you set up little rituals in your life around it, that somehow that's going to give you power over it. And I assure you, embracing this cancer will not protect you. The energy you feel emanating from it is the energy of destructive power and death. And because you're so empty and given so over to the flesh, that your feelers have been burned off, your probes have been burned off, your antennas have been burned off, your palate, your taste buds have been seared, your heart has been hardened, that it's the last thing that gives you any excitement. And when you merge with that, it is the ultimate sin, and you have wantonly decided to join the dark side. You have given up any shreds of humanity you've got left. And my God, it tears my guts out to see you join the New World Order. That's why the globalists laugh and giggle and elbow each other and give each other awards and ritualize. We're going to go to Matt Cazese, who was inside the Brown property. Huge developments there in a moment. But I just want you to know, from the bottom of my heart, that I don't want you to be destroyed. My pleasure in my whole life has always been seeing other people have a good time, other people have good lives, other people doing well. And I've never understood the attitude that, frankly, the majority of people have, and it's the beginning of evil, to think that for you to get ahead, somebody else has got to fail. Or to revel in watching people fall. Whether they be some Hollywood person or even some politician. Because it is that enjoyment. I mean, that's why the Romans, they wrote books about it, the Roman elite, that they had the gladiatorial events to show the public spectacle of citizens and the public and people being torn limb from limb, to habitualize it so the general public would feel like they were part of the oppressive apparatus of the state, so they would bond with it and accept it and have their delicate nature burned away. By the way, they sell it to you that, you know, Jack Bauer's manly because he tortures children to get answers. But really, they're just searing your conscience. They're blackening your heart. And they teach men that having the signets of death on their bodies, trying to be, aggressive and to be a death stalker, or at least to try to fit that mold, at least in semblance, which is the beginning of truly being evil. That which you idolize and model, if you truly seek it, you can become. And I just want men to know who have sought power that when you stop seeking power, you will gain it. And when you stop trying to be powerful and wicked, you will truly find the real strength that flows like living waters out of the soul of God. When we get back, we'll talk to Matt Cazese, and I'll break down news so shocking, it's blown me away.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here.
Call everybody you know. Coming up in the next segment, I'm gonna lay out some news so incredible it'll blow your mind, and try to put it all together simply and succinctly. It's so important that people hear this, that they know about this. Matt Kazee was there for a couple days at the Brown property in New Hampshire. They have cut the phone and the power off and the internet off last night. They did call. We're putting this all in an article Steve Watson's doing. They did call the internet company, and they said, yes, the authorities, the officials, the gods, not the servants, so everything's changed, have cut your internet. And now it's out in the news today that there are armed men again in the woods. There's some other, Matt learned some other things from some local people, but I don't know how much we can say. We've got some pretty big breaking news here. Of course, yesterday, Mr. Brown was on and told you that this fellow posing as a, quote, hillbilly came in. So we're talking about white supremacy so they could later, you know, demonize the Browns if they agreed with it, which, of course, they didn't. And they just demonize them before they go after them. And just to finish up, he then went and called them on the phone minutes before they cut the 1 minute before they cut the power off, and just said, "You guys are all wimps." And he basically admitted he was a Fed. But Mac and Z, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
I mean, you can't tell us the new development you were told. That's pretty big news. I think. I mean, frankly, I think people need to know that, even if they are going to be going there. I don't want to.
Well. I would, but I was asked by the family not to say anything until at least until tonight or tomorrow, until we see what's going on. We have lost complete contact with the Browns. Anybody who is in the area who has a little courage, that's all you need is just a little, because once you start, you'll be fine. Anybody who is in the area needs to get up there as quick as possible. You need to call the local sheriff's office. You need to call the paper, I think it's the Union Star, maybe. I'm not sure. It's the Union something.
Union Ledger.
That's it. You need to call them and get them up there. They were there yesterday. They came in the house.
Well, here's the problem. They are in the woods again. They have cut the power and the phones and the internet off. And then they just keep denying nothing's going on. Nothing's happening. And it, again, it's all part of just the government does nothing but lie now.
Well, that's the absolute truth. I mean, that's all they can do, because they can't say the truth, because the truth is winning. And all their whole empire is built on lies. I was there for 2 days. This is the sweetest family I've ever met. Ed and Elaine Brown are completely gracious, completely kind, and completely righteous. They're going to try and demonize them, but they're not going to be able to. And, you know, Ed's a smart man. He saw that Fed coming a mile away and realized what was going on.
Absolutely. Now, we've got press reports here. They're up on PrisonPlanet.com, but there are reports now, before we totally lost contact with the Browns, of people walking around in the woods. The reporters, of course, were reporting that they heard people in the woods walking around and talking. And imagine just being stalked for, quote, not paying your income tax. Even if you believe all of this, you believe you need to pay into the private Federal Reserve. The point here is that this literally the illegal aliens are being given 5-year tax amnesty and an amnesty for felonies and aggravated felonies. That's in the bill. Bush is on the Hill right now at the Hill lobbying for all this. Remember last week they said it was dead, gone forever? They do that to make everybody stand down, folks, just like they're doing here with the Browns, all military tactics. Where do you see this going, Matt? You told me last night I was on the phone with you as you drove off the property in case they arrested you, which they didn't. I guess it was about 10 o'clock, 10:30 last night, Central, 11:30 your time, Eastern. I mean, where is all this going?
Well, they're definitely in the woods. I was there when the reporters came in. That was the Union Ledger who came in and said that they heard people in the woods. I went out with somebody from in the house. We went driving. I videotaped this as we drove around looking for them. Now, these people are in gurney suits. This is and the way the terrain is out there, it's hard. It would be hard to spot anybody. So we drove to the closest neighbor, and they're all gone. They're starting to either they're telling the neighbors to leave, or the neighbors are gone. They may have garrisoned the neighbor's house. We don't know. There is one close neighbor who's got a trail that leads right up to the Brown's house. That's where they saw the sniper, who was, 100 yards away from their home. It's heating up big time. Somebody needs to get up there right now and see if they can establish contact. So my only hope is that they're jamming the cell phones, because they can jam the cell phones at will. Yesterday, you know, the Fed had called right after they got off the phone. They shut off everything. They jammed all the cell phones, including mine. Couldn't do anything. And then right before your show starts, Alex, they knew that radio interviews were coming up, so they allowed the Browns to do multiple radio
interviews. Stay there. Let's do a minute or two on the other side, and I'll get into the big news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time?
Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Welcome back. We've got Randy Weaver from the Ruby Ridge Siege, who lost his wife and some of his family. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. Finishing up with Matt Kazeez, who was reporting for us as an independent journalist up there at the Brown property. They have shut off everything, and there are people in the woods. And meanwhile, they're telling you there's no stalking, no assault, nothing planned. The government loves you. It's totally legitimate. Just hand over your firearms, and the men in black uniforms will take good care of you and your family. They have really good prizes for everyone just waiting for you. Matt, finish up what you were saying.
I was saying that I'm hoping that they just jam the cell phones because they can jam the cell phones at will. They did jam our cell phones. I personally believe the feds allowed Ed and Elaine Brown to do radio interviews because as soon as it was time to do the scheduled interviews, everything or the cell phones started working again.
Well, that's because they want to hear what they have to say, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that they've just cut off all communications, that they had just activated the track phone last night. I've been trying to call and call.
Have you tried the phone since the show started?
I've tried. Nobody's answering. I've left messages. Nobody's calling back.
But now the landline's still dead, but there's a cell phone inside and it's not working.
They have got Yeah, they've got a few cell phones, a few track phones, I believe, that they haven't activated, but if they don't have one working, they can't even activate it.
And the problem is, as soon as they activate something, they start jamming it.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got their supposed current track phone number they're using, and they're not answering, so it sounds like it's just being jammed.
I hope so. I hope that's it. But all I'm saying is I got a message. Last time I talked to them was last night about 2:30 a.m., maybe 3, and they had gotten some information from locals. I do not want to say what it is right now, but they may be going in very soon. I hope they didn't go in last night. My gut is telling me that they didn't, that they're still using their feelers, and that they, oh, God, I hate to say this, but they might go in tonight.
Well, they'll certainly keep doing this till we all get worn out talking about it, and then a month from now, nobody's talking about it and sick of hearing about it, they'll do it.
Well, guess what, Alex? They underestimate us, because we're not going to get tired from this. Nobody's going to quit talking about it. This isn't going to go away. This is going to blow up in their face one way or the other.
I agree with you, my friend. God bless you, Matt Kaziz. We appreciate your courage going in there to cover what's happening.
Sure.
You bet. Thank you so much. Okay, I thank everyone for tuning in. This is very, very important, the information that I'm about to cover. And I'm going to do this as succinctly and calmly as I possibly can. The government is completely illegitimate. It is completely lawless. It does whatever it wants, whenever it wants. Case in point, the legislature of Texas has said no federally funded red light speed cameras in Texas. And I have the Texas Department of Public of Transportation's own documents here in front of me. TxDOT to install federally funded highway speed cameras. They just don't care. The same TxDOT told last year the state legislature, actually since 2005, but last year again, that they are not allowed to see any agreements TxDOT makes with foreign companies. But copies of the document, the agreement did leak, and it is the total handover of the entire freeway infrastructure to foreign interest for no money to put tolls on it for pure international profit. Total third world looting. Only in third world nations has this happened in the past, where they just come in, buy out the politicians, and they just hand over the lakes, the roads, the everything. It's just been done. Now, I've got literally stacks of nightmare news in front of me, just out of control government. But I go with that first just to illustrate how they just don't care. In major polls, 90-plus percent of Americans in 1993 were against NAFTA. Didn't matter. Both parties were for it, and they passed it. 90-plus percent in a major Gallup poll, one of the most respected this year, 91%, are against the amnesty plan. Republicans and Democrats don't care. They're going to continue to bring it up for revotes until they pass it. And each time it doesn't pass, they say, that's it. You'll never see it again. You won, making everybody go to sleep. I'm getting emails saying that it was defeated. It doesn't exist. I'm a liar. I told you this last week. The Bush is at the Capitol right now lobbying for total amnesty. It's more than amnesty. But again, I said I've got all this huge news. I don't even have ways to describe it to you. Coast to coast, police are now arresting citizens who hold up video cameras on them. When the cops start wanting to search their cars, the cops arrest you and call it eavesdropping while they have microphones on their chest wired back to the camera in the car. By the way, there's no expectation of privacy when you're in public places. All of these have been thrown out of court when people fight them, but they just don't care now, you see. It's criminal. It's just wanton wiretapping, sneaking into your girlfriend's house when she breaks up with you and putting a recorder in there. Now, those are real cases, and they use that as an example in this latest case. That's wiretapping. Are the government illegally doing it? Of course, when they do it, they don't get in trouble. It's not having a camera in your car. But see, I'm digressing. You're saying, Alex, we tuned in. What is the big news? Last night, I'm sitting there, and I'm reading the Associated Press with the headline, Bush sure amnesty bill will pass. Bush sure immigration reform will pass. And it was just everything together. I mean, the way they keep calling it in the media, immigration reform, and the people want things fixed, and the people want Congress to work well. Well, when it's in gridlock and the government's small, that is working well. When it's government's exploding in size and there's thousands of new laws a year just federally and we're losing all our freedoms and the feds are taking over the states, that's government working badly. But oh no, they put on the mask, folks. All the Republican leaders and Democratic leaders together, they put on the hoax that it isn't an amnesty. Then they put on the hoax that we beat it every week and that it's never coming back. And then 2 days later announce, oh, yeah, it is coming back. And they get more votes each time. And every time Bush has gone to Capitol Hill and twisted arms. By the way, they're just doing this to make you think there's a process, to make you think there's a fight, to make, you know, to at least put on a show. Believe me, I've seen this enough. They've got 99 senators. When they want something like a Patriot Act or Patriot Act 2 passed, it happens. When they want an Iraq war resolution, it happens. 80%+ don't want the war. They do it, and it isn't going to stop for a long time. And that's really the realization I came to, that it is completely lawless, it is completely criminal, and it's getting bigger, and it's getting more aggressive, and it isn't going to stop. It is now, what's the big news that pushed me over the edge last night to really realize how dire the straits are? Well, first is this story that Steve Watson put together that's a compilation of all the mainstream news. This story needs to be gotten out to everyone, and I mean now. We can post some article about some politician picking their nose. That's hypothetical. We don't put out such fluff, but you know what I mean. And it'll get 5,000 digs, and it'll get a million readers, and it'll have an effect. We can write earth-shattering articles of the greatest import. Literally, this is America-killing legislation. If they get this done, this is ramming open the gates, literally in the siege. This is the Alamo falling, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't mean that we still can't turn it around, but it means it's that much harder. I mean, it's the we're that many more points down in the Super Bowl of life. Amnesty bill alive and well. Bush sure immigration reform bill will pass. Tax amnesty provision remains. Remember when he said, oh, I'm not going to lose in 2004 right before the election? Oh, I'm not going to lose. Oh, no, I'm going to win, no problem. That's because he knew it was going to be a rigged election nationwide, and the candidate he was running against was his cousin, his fraternity mate, and was going to take a fall. See, it was rigged in that the Democrats are controlled. It was rigged in that the machines were rigged. And it was rigged in the candidate was going to take a dive. They had the triumphant, as they say, the trifecta. And then we spend a few days going, no. I mean, that's just like the enemy saying, okay, we're going to stop firing at you. We'll have a ceasefire. And the minute you know, your guys go and take a nap on the front lines in trench warfare, the minute you go take a nap, they launch the Tet Offensive during the ceasefire. You know, you go get drunk. You go smoke some pot. You go lay up in your hammock in your bunker. You go play gin rummy. And then and they hit the line. Their troops pour over the picket wire. And you buy it every single time, and I get slack-jawed emails going, Alex, you're being a little negative. Now, they did say we won. Why don't you go ahead and take off a little time? And I'm like, no, it's enemy tactic. I mean, we know how they operate. But still, I mean, the feds tell us there's no planned assault on the Browns. The feds say the FBI isn't involved. The feds say they never had armored vehicles out there, and people, our own people, believe it. But let me tell the FBI something. You believe the propaganda about the value of the dollar and about your house and about your future. You believe your own bull, too. You believe that vaccine's good for you. Because Alex Jones is a liar and you're going to trust the government. Well, go ahead then, cop. Curse yourself. See, you punish yourselves. I don't have to do anything to you. Am- amnesty bill alive and well. Bush, sure, immigration reform bill will pass. And then I read this article, and then I read all the hyperlinks to it. I probably read 15 stories, sped read them. And then I went over and I read the newest article. U.S. Army pushes for amnesty bill fast track so it can recruit illegal aliens. Treasonous Army failed to reach recruitment targets for May, turns to illegals. Now, when I say treason, I mean it. This is not our military officially. This is not our government officially. Over 20% a year ago of the Army ground force in Iraq, headline, Mexico, U.S.'s secret weapon in Iraq. Go pull it up. We're talking AP, Boston Globe, Reuters. 20-plus percent was already Mexican nationals. Okay. They expanded recruiting stations from Manila to Mexico City. All over the Pacific, all over Eastern Europe. They don't need to bring in Spitznaz. Folks, they're hiring them. You know, I got footage from 95 when they've got Spitznaz trying to take your guns. But they hire them and they pay them bonus money and they're here. And let me tell you something. They'll line you and your family up and they'll blow your heads off all day long and they'll ask for seconds. And these Mexicans will too. But to see the criminals in the government, to see the Army brass, the head of NORTHCOM, that guy's pure evil. To know that they really are doing it. They really are destroying the dollar by design. They really are getting rid of the sovereignty by design. They really are destroying our military and all of its esprit de corps and all of its illustrious history. I mean, Caesar really is bringing in the foreign hordes to police Rome, which many Caesars did in its final decline. Foreign troops to suppress the Roman citizens and start looting them. In the final decline, that's what happened. They started stealing from each other. Senators started stealing from each other. You foolish FBI and the rest of you. I mean, prima facie evidence of high treason. I mean, we knew it was high treason when Bush signed the SPP, North American Union Agreement, in secret. And then they said the agreement was secret, but we got drafts of it that were circulated at the SPP meeting a year later in Banff, or Banff, how you pronounce it, Canada. And it shows they're going to use foreign troops on our streets and foreign police. And it says we're a North American Union. You know, that's treason. But to learn that the Pentagon used its lobbying arm, which is even bigger than Israel's, it's the biggest lobbying arm, the government lobbies itself, and then learn that the Pentagon is lobbying and using defense contractors to lobby, and that hundreds of millions are being spent, it's all mainstream news right here in front of me, that the Pentagon is lobbying to end our borders, to end our sovereignty, to legalize 30 million illegal aliens and allow them to bring in 11 of their family members, and it legalizes them all for 12 years. They're instantly given Social Security cards. On average, they get triple the welfare of any tax they pay. Let me say it to you slowly. The so-called U.S. Army and Pentagon and the defense contractors, who, by the way, are all moving offshore, are literally gutting America like a fat hog right now. And let me tell you something, you stupid yuppies in your million-dollar houses. Let me tell you something right now, you dumb fools. You are not part of the elite, and this is all being done so they can take everything you've got, you jackasses. If you just wake up and say no to all this and quit feeling like you were members of the elite because some congressman had dinner with you at the country club once and patted you on the head, that's called stagecraft. If you'd get mad and make phone calls, you're the people they actually listen to because you gave $50,000 last year in political contributions. If you would stand up for America now, we could save it. But I've had dinner with you, too, and I've talked to you, and I've read the crap you write. And I know that you go, oh, it's part of globalism. Yeah, we need these workers. Yeah, it's good. I'm a corporate chief. I run a little company, you know, a $1 billion company, which is small, by the way. And I'm an elitist, and this is just how we do things. You idiot. You are blowing out what's left of old Rome. Even if you're just evil and want to set up on top an empire, do you realize we've been triple-crossed, quadruple-crossed, and that we're totally being blown out? This isn't Andrew Jackson's America, and the guy did kill a bunch of natives and did do a bunch of things that could be called bad today, but think of the world he was in. He did at least owe allegiance to the U.S., and he did think about the actual people of the country. He at least had allegiance because he knew where the power came from. He was tribal. These people running America aren't. They're cold, mechanical. And it's unbelievable. Think about it. The military is lobbying to end America. The U.S. military is attacking America. Every high-level officer, they all need to be arrested right now. Bush, all of them. You are all enemies of the Republic.
Ugh. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Henson works pretty much full-time, but really part-time here in the office. He's also going to be a well-known country singer, Country Gold, here in town. And he just got out of the Air Force a while back, and he was in there listening to the show during the last segment. He goes, yeah, on the base, they've got their own areas, their own basic training. Well, instead of me just putting it in my words, Weldon, tell folks about it.
Basically, you know, I won't say the exact bases where I saw it, but, you know, they'd bring over Mexican recruits or whatever, and they would put them through their own little special basic training. They have their own special programs. They've got instructors that are, you know, from our military that teach them English, teach them the American ways. and get them prepared to go through our actual, you know, basic trainings. And
so it's a pre-basic training.
Yeah, they put them through. Yes, and we.
And this is the Air Force.
Air Force, yeah, and Army, and Army. I've seen it for the Air Force and Army. I never saw. I didn't see the Navy or Marines if they did.
So when you were in the Air Force, you were next to Army bases, I guess, or in them, or.
Well, you know, on bases, a yeah, lot of bases
all
have
together.
All of them, yeah. Have all the branches on a base sometimes, you know, different little divisions, so.
And I mean, they opened huge recruiting centers in the Philippines, Mexico. Over 20% of the Army now in Iraq was illegal alien or foreigner. Does that sound like freedom to you? Or?
No, I personally think you should be a U.S. citizen to serve this country, but I saw it all the time, you know. Guys from our military, they're trained to go train, you know, people that aren't U.S. citizens to be in the military. It's kind of weird.
What do you think about the Army and the Pentagon spending all this money to lobby? Again, our military involved lobbying our government to block the will of 90-plus percent of the American people and legalize 30 million illegal aliens.
That's ludicrous. Absolutely. I didn't know it was that crazy. We see it done every day in the military, but we don't think nothing of it. Where basically you just kind of go about your business, and it's totally crazy, I think.
It's amazing. Thanks for talking to us, Weldon. I appreciate it, man. Folks, this is high treason, period. There's no debating it. I want you to go up to PrisonPlanet.com right now. I want you to go up to PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I want you to read, U.S. Army pushes for amnesty bill fast track so it can recruit illegal aliens. Treasonous Army failed to reach recruitment targets in May, turns to illegals. That's the media spinning that they just turned to them. It's already over 20% in the Army. Okay, that's a year-old number. It's accelerating. There have been some projections. In fact, there was testimony earlier this year in front of the Armed Service Committee where they talked about half the Army being illegal alien. And by the way, they're recruiting aggravated felons. The development of relief and education for alien minors, or DREAM provision in the immigration bill, was expected to help boost military recruiting by allowing illegal aliens to enlist as a way to obtain citizenship. They're already doing it. A senior U.S. defense official today urged the Congress to fast-track the section of the stalled immigration bill that would allow the military to recruit illegal aliens. They're already doing it. Okay? They're already doing it. See, this is how they do it in the media. They report it after it's being done. After recruiting failures released by Pentagon show the Army failed to reach its targets for May. In other words, and by the way, we knew this. I remember Special Forces retired commanders on air 10 years ago, Alex, their secret programs to use Latin Americans to oppress the American people. Remember Sally Castillo? You know, Army sniper, Vietnam, police officer, Border Patrol guard, then DEA, then the highest level DEA agent for all of Latin America. Of course, there was only 20 or 30 of them, but the point is he was the commander, and he saw the government shipping the cocaine in. Well, he'll tell you that the Los Zetas, the former paramilitary Mexicans, have been hired by the CIA, and they're training in South Texas, and they go around doing CIA hits all over America. By the way, he told you a year before it was in the news that our government's using former Latin American death squads in Iraq to run death squad ops. They're going to use Latin American death squads in America, commanded by traitors. Led by FBI squads, just like you saw in Katrina. It's high treason. Our military has turned against us. This is war. The military has declared war on the American people. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.